on DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
And joining us now are Klaus Meiner and Matthias Jabs. Hiya, guys.
Hey, what's up? How are you doing?
We're doing well. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Very good.
We're here in Germany doing the satellite
interview marathon.
I can only imagine how many of these you're going through. Going, okay, now it's time for us to talk to our next stranger.
Exactly.
You know, but it's cool. We're very excited to come back to the United States this summer during this residency. We know so many fans from all around the States will come to see us in Vegas. There are even a lot of people here in Europe who are excited to book a trip to Vegas, and we are ready to go.
Let me ask you, because the last time we spoke to you guys, you were done. You said you were done touring. You might do some shows in Germany now and then, and that was it. Have you changed your mind?
Yeah, we were serious back in 2010 when we announced this is going to be the final tour. And we were still thinking it's the last show is sometime in December 2012. We've been around the world twice for that final tour. But, you know, nobody wanted to let us go. And the next thing we heard is in the following January, how about an MTV Unplugged? So we did that in 2013. And then, you know, the fans, the promoters, all the agencies from around the world said, Scorpions, you cannot leave us here. So, you know, we started to tour again, and we realized how much fun this is, and, you know, and how the fans from around the world are appreciating what we are doing. So, yes, we had to change our mind. So here we are, planning a new album and planning a new tour.
Do you guys know who Zappos is?
Yeah, of course. It's a pretty cool theater at Planet Hollywood, but we never been there, but
I think it's a place we played in the 80s.
Now, I'm talking about Zappos themselves. They are a online shoe company, so make sure they're paying you in cash.
Oh, really?
Okay.
No, we didn't know that.
I thought it's that lighter.
That's a Zippo. Yeah.
That's Zippo.
Lost in translation.
Yeah, that's a good. Hey, close enough.
You know, but if they make rock and roll boots, that's cool
with
us.
There you go.
Yeah. But we didn't know that.
No.
Steve, you had a Klaus question.
Yeah, Klaus, so I saw that you had some vocal problems back in the early 80s, and your doctor told you to find a new profession. What did you go through to get things right and to get back with the band and be able to sing the way you had before?
I went through hell, actually. I had surgery on my vocal cords twice. I was hoping to be ready to record songs for the album Blackout. It was such a challenge when you was not allowed to talk for weeks and weeks. Fortunately, the band was very much behind me, supporting me. And when I came back, I went into the studio, was not allowed to say a word. So they played me the tracks, you know, and I made some notes on a piece of paper saying, this sucks and I love this, you know. And they had our friend Don Dokken was in there to do some on the pre-production and put on some working vocals so they could work with the songs while I was not there. But when I came back, unfortunately for Don, you know, we erased all of it, and I sang it myself. Since then, I tell you, I'm on the longest encore in my life.
Speaking of encores, and I want to get to one concert in particular. Back in 1985, you're doing the Day on the Green Festival in Oakland, and you had an interesting way to get to the stage.
I
think you're talking about taking a stretch limo for about 50 yards from the dressing room to the stage.
The limo's already 20 yards.
That's a boss move.
Yeah.
Did you tip your driver even?
Probably. The last 10 yards I was talking about was the car itself.
Yeah, even Metallica were shocked.
I mean, that was right after the brain surgery, listening to Rock You Like a Hurricane.
That is rock and roll.
That is rock and roll. All right. Well, the Scorpion Sin City Nights with special guest Queensryche is going to be happening at the Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, the Zappos Theater. They'll be there from July 4th to July 25th. Gentlemen, it is always great to talk to you. Happy New Year to you, because this is the first and last time I'll get to speak to you this year.
It's great fun. Yeah, thank you so much.
We love it.
Thank you.
Cool.
You take care.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Classic okay, Rock, bye-bye. 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.